Hello, everybody. Here we go again. Welcome back. Hey, what is this? This is the last regular week of the Banyan Online Hypnosis Supervision Meetings. Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you guys tonight to share this historical event. After this, if we continue at all, it will be for special topics that that come up that sound like they deserve to be worked on, but they won't be on a regular weekly basis like this. So, let me talk about what we've covered so far. What are we on? We're on Volume 22, Part 3, The Secret Language of Feelings for Hypnotherapists. Well, this is Part 3. So, the first week, what did we do? 2 weeks ago, we laid down the basics, the foundation of the secret language of feelings, talked about the feel-bad-distract cycle. We talked about how the main problem is that people are, for plan A, distracting from their feelings rather than responding to their feelings in a satisfying way. And as a result, they get frustrated and they get depressed and all these kinds of problems. And then what did we do last week? We talked about how to apply this understanding of the secret language of feelings to phase one and phase two. So today we are going to continue with phase three. Before I get rolling along, I'm going to give you guys a chance to see, as I like to do in class, ask if there's any questions about anything covered so far. You might have already received your disc one or part one of this series. If you're getting the discs, reviewed it, maybe have some questions. So are there any questions about anything covered in part one, part two, about the fundamentals of the secret language of feelings and phase one or phase two? I'll give you a chance to ask me about that before we get rolling. All right, so we're going to pick up where we left off last week. So in the same list, in the same outline, now we're on number 16, phase three. One of the main reasons that foo is conducted after AR is so that we can determine who caused the anger, and it is only through a good understanding of the secret language of feelings that we can really understand what went on in the mind of the client and determine who needs to be forgiven. Now, this is what I talked about for almost 2 hours last week. But let me just, this gives me a good chance to kind of recap. We bring up the feeling, we follow it back, and if it's anger, we're going to follow it all the way back to where the anger began. And then when we find where it began, that's the initial sensitizing event. And then what do? All along the way, as they're going back through SSE, 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 and finally ISE, they are reliving the event. And they can tell you what's happening, what it's making them think, what it's making them feel. And while they are reliving the event, a revivification, they are encouraged to fully express those feelings and get that catharsis. All right. Then we ask, is it familiar or new? Then we keep going back until it's new. And then we verify by saying something like, in a moment, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder 3 times. And when I tap you the 3rd time, you will be at the very first time you felt this feeling. Tap, 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 be there. First impression, daytime or nighttime. And then what we're going to do is we will find out if they are at an earlier time or if they're at the same time. And of course, if they're at the same time, then we have now begun to validate that it's an SSE. We'll take them right before that event, and could be just minutes or hours before the event, and anger should not be there. Then what we do is we check with grown-up, and we say, gosh, if you knew then what you know now, would you still feel angry? What do we want to do? We want to find that from a perspective of grown-up, also from your perspective, because you're kind of like the unbiased observer at this point, adding more of a kind of objective observation to what's going on. was what was going on in the ISE, fair or not fair. You see, we know that from the perception of the regressed client as the child, the point of view was not fair. But maybe grown-up can provide some information, and maybe you as the therapist can provide some information to that little one.